is Saudi Arabia confirming out for the first time that dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi was in fact killed inside the kingdom's consulate in Istanbul. In a statement, a Saudi public prosecutor added that Khashoggi was killed after fighting with people who met him in the consulate. It announced a top military official, Ahmed al-Asiri, and royal court advisor Saad al-Qahtani have been sacked from their positions. According to the statement, investigations are still underway and 18 Saudi nationals have so far been arrested. Saudi media reported that King Salman ordered the formation of a committee headed by the crown prince to restructure the country's intelligence agency. Meanwhile, the U.S. president says he might consider sanctions against Riyadh over Khashoggi's case.
Could be.
We're going to find out who knew what, when, and where. And we'll figure it out.
Okay. Any other questions?
Donald Trump added he'll consult with Congress about the issue. He, however, noted that he wants Congress to take Saudi orders from the U.S. and its investments in the country into account before making any decisions. Comments come as Turkey says it's widening its inspection of Khashoggi's case by searching a forest near Istanbul. Turkish media reported that employees of Saudi Arabia's consulate in Istanbul have given testimonies at the Turkish prosecutor's office as another part of this investigation. Joining us now is Mr. Nasir Al-Omari, author and political commentator. Hello, Mr. Al-Omari. Doctor, thanks for joining us back on the program, sir. Your thoughts now on Riyadh finally fessing up to Khashoggi's killing.
Yeah, the announcement is extremely important. This is the admission that the world has been waiting for. At least we can put this out of the way now, so we know that there was a murder in the consulate. Now, the more difficult questions have to be answered. The Saudi account is that he got into some kind of a skirmish or a fight with 15 or 18 people. This is like a 60-year-old man having like a skirmish or a fight with 18 security, well-trained security guards. And somehow he was killed, probably by accident. This is like the Saudi account, and this is really intended for the internal consumption in Saudi Arabia. Whoever put it together understands that the world will not take it seriously. They just want to put this out of the way inside Saudi Arabia. They want to come up with an account. So that they can, after that, say, well, it was, the crown prince did nothing wrong. The problem is this will not be accepted by the international community. Already, the Congress has rejected all of, this silly account. And I believe that their problems are about to begin. And there are serious problems with this account. So if somebody gets killed, by mistake, why would you, cut them up according to the Turkish account, Turkish intelligence and investigations? Why would you get rid of the body if this was an innocent, unfortunate accident? So this doesn't make any sense. This is intended. To move the story along and to get it away from, get the crown prince from under the spotlight. Unfortunately, I think this silly story will backfire, and already in the United States and the American media, already they are poking holes in the story, and this really made things worse for the Saudis.
And Dr. Omari, what about the plausibility of Riyadh? It's somehow implying that the top elites in the royal court were not connected to this. As you can see, they're firing, 17 or 18 people have been sacked. A couple people, top officials, one of intelligence, one of the military, getting sacked, trying to somehow imply that maybe perhaps they took this into their own hands. This was an independent operation not connected with the family, and now a new commission to restructure, King Salman has appointed Mohammed bin Salman to restructure the intelligence apparatus is the man to do it. We have critics outside of Riyadh saying it's MBS himself who needs to be restructured and not the intelligence agency.
That's right. And any child in Saudi Arabia would tell you that nothing moves in Saudi Arabia, not even at a lower level. Nothing moves without the approval of Crown Prince himself. So he wanted full power. Now he will have to take full responsibility, and that is what the Saudi regime is not good at. They don't like to take responsibility for things. And you know, putting aside the unfortunate death of Mr. Khashoggi, who I believe will get justice somehow. Putting all of that aside, you know, this story has revealed what critics have been saying about this Saudi regime for years. They have been saying this regime is the source of trouble in the Middle East. They are the source of 9/11. They are the source of the trouble in the region since 2011 and beyond. And now the world is seeing an example, almost like a full example of, you know, with the saws and cutting up people, ISIS style. Crown Prince has given the world a taste of what it is to be, a Saudi official. And I believe that the world has taken notice, and the damage will be very hard to control for the Saudi regime.
But what's different with Khashoggi's case? You're saying now the world has seen, but didn't the world see a month back when 40 kids were killed, you know, by they were inside that bus in Yemen's Sada'a province. They were bombed by a Saudi coalition airplane, and then Riyadh justified that bombing. You very well know the weddings, the funerals, the hospitals, the UN shelters in Yemen, the, you know, two-thirds of the population on the brink of famine, living on one meal a day. How is none of that evidence, and now Khashoggi is evidence of Riyadh's brutality?
Obviously, 20 children are also, you know, a catastrophe. The thing about Mr. Khashoggi's unfortunate death and is that this man walked into the consulate. He wasn't involved in a war like Yemen. The Saudis could not have, could have like made up stories about Yemen. They could have, they could say something like, you know, this bus is part of whatever, like part of the war, or these are not really school children. They could make up stories. The problem with this story is that it captured the essence of the Saudi regime, and that is to go after innocent people. This, Mr. Khashoggi was not a terrorist. He was not like a head of a gang. He was well known in the United States, and that helped to internationalize his story. But the fact that you walk into your own country's consulate and you get chopped up, that captured the imagination of the people around the world. And that is not to say that what happened to kids in Yemen or in other places is not important. But the media ran away with the story because it was so egregious, it was so clear, it was uncalled for, it was in cold blood, and it involved an element of theater. This is like a crown prince trying to kill off all of his enemies. So that captured the imagination of people. But the good news is that will shed light on the other crimes and atrocities that the Saudi regime has committed, including the starvation of the Yemeni people, including the blockade against Qatar, including what's happening in Bahrain, the oppression of the Bahraini people. The death of the Khashoggi has shed light on the criminals and the criminal regime in Saudi Arabia. And in that sense, I guess Mr. Khashoggi did not die in vain.
I want to thank you for joining us and your perspective. Dr. Nasir Al-Omari, author and political commentator, they're joining us out of New York.